Immigration, paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This is Friday, February 2nd, 2024. Joining us on the line right now is a candidate for the 106th State House District. Todd Smallenberg is on the line. Good morning, Todd.
And good morning there, Trucker. How are you today, brother?
Oh, man, you are loud and clear and sounding good, good, good. We're doing great. We're awesome. We're looking forward to the class tomorrow up in St. Ignace. And I believe Roxanne said that I think you're joining us and going to be set up with the table there.
That is correct. Yes, I am. I'm going to be coming up tonight, actually, for Josh Saul's meet and greet. And then I'll be there for the training in the morning and for the afternoon.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. One thing that I wanted to talk to you about, I read the story. I don't know if you were listening to the show before you came on, but DeMoose and others introducing 10 bills to reinstate Republican laws under Governor Rick Snyder regarding education. And you have a commercial running on our station right now about your commitment to education. You know, they're wanting to reinstate the retention for third graders. Todd, if they can't read, you don't get promoted to the fourth grade. You must be held back. You must be retained so you can get more proficient at reading and math and other things. But mostly reading is where they do the testing. They want to be able to rank the schools with a letter grade, A to F. Democrats got rid of that. You know, they want teacher evaluations based on their kids, their students that they've been teaching for a year, at the end of the year to be tested under MSTEP and then be evaluated based on the performance of the students. Todd, what's wrong with those Republican laws that the Democrats got rid of?
There's nothing wrong. They should have never gotten rid of them in the first place because that's just protecting the unions instead of taking care of our kids.
Absolutely. Absolutely. DeMoose even mentions that they were looking more out for the unions and the teachers than they were caring about the kids. Why is it, in your opinion, why do you think the Democrats are so hell-bent of not only indoctrinating our kids, but causing them to be dumbed down? I mean, there's all kinds of theories out there, and I'm sure you thought about this. What's your ideas as to what their motivation is? Why do they do it to our kids?
Well, if you go onto my site there, Trucker, you see where I talk about the socialist Marxist agenda is dumbing down our children one child at a time. That's been going on forever, you know, because the only way they're going to be able to incorporate their plan of their socialist Marxist utopia is by lying and distorting the facts and the truth about our history and then also about our future. And then that's how they're doing it. And that's why they're doing it. It's not about the children, you know, for taking care of them, because it's clearly not taking care of them. It's hurting them because our test scores prove that. So the only way that they can come in and marshal in this utopia in the future is by making our children believe in the lies and the distortion of the facts. So that way that as they grow, they believe in this indoctrination. And then as they try to get these agendas pushed through, these kids, and we see with Gen Z, They don't even know what the Second Amendment reads. I mean, they believe it's separation of church and state for First Amendment, and they believe militias are only ones that should own guns. Instead of actually reading the words for no laws for or against, or comma, the people's rights shall not be infringed. This has been a long concerted effort.
Yeah. And Todd, listening to you rattle off these mean points, it's something I've been talking about for years on the show. Others have been writing about it. Others have been researching on it. Test scores prove it. I mean, just look at the SAT scores for the kids in northern Michigan. Out of 1,600, Todd, the median, the average, okay, was below 960, which is like a D, D minus. how do they expect these kids to do well in college if they're not learning proficient learning of reading and math in the public schools?
Well, you know, because the counselors push that agenda that the only way you become successful is going to secondary education. And we clearly see that's not working because listen, if I was king for the day, I would audit every single degree. And if it cannot make a living wage, I'd get rid of it. There'd be no federal funds towards it. Because, I mean, this basket weaving, you know, black, white, Hispanic History Month and culture, that does nothing for our children. We need to teach them ability to get out there and get jobs and be productive members of society. And we're failing miserably.
Well, one of the main points that I think need to be discussed, and I know you're talking about it again, you have it on your campaign website, electsmallenberg.com. You have all this information and your positions listed there. But it has to get out. The messaging has got to get out. And I know you and I have talked about this before on the show, but this is something now that I think needs to be approached perhaps from a different angle. I think you need to go into people's homes. You need people to sign up to host you at their house, perhaps on a Friday night or a Saturday night or a Monday night or whatever. Get together a group of their friends, neighbors in your district, and have you come and speak and tell them this information and ask them not only to donate, bring your checkbooks and donate to your campaign, but they need to set up other house parties. Because I think Republicans networking together one-on-one, when you get into a room, and I've seen you at many events, you've attended a lot of our events, you're coming, you know, tomorrow morning to St. Ignace. And that's not even in your district, that's in Neil Friske's district, Mackinac County. My point is this, people need to meet you because when they see you in person and you speak, you have absolute leadership skills. That's one of the reasons I've personally endorsed you for this race. But most importantly, your policies and your topics and everything that's on your website. I mean, people just need to go there and see it. But if they don't go to the website, Todd, the message is lost.
No, I agree. And I've been saying this for months, Trucker, and I will go anywhere. I've been putting it out there that if you want me to come, and you want me to come meet your family and your friends, I will show up. All you got to do is contact me, and I'll get there. You know, I mean, you can go on my website, like you said, Lex Smallenberg. You can go onto my Facebook, Todd Smallenberg for State Rep, on my Instagram, on my Twitter, and shoot me a text, and we'll coordinate a date, time, and the location, and I'll be there.
All right. Well, listen, I want to give out in this segment, because this is going to be a podcast, I'm going to send it to you so you can put it on the website and your social media as well. You have no problem with people texting your cell phone, your personal private cell phone, correct?
No, I do not.
Okay. I'm going to give out the number, folks, and I want you to store this in your phone. I want you to punch this number in your phone like you're going to call them. Make a call right now to 928-785-6901. Pick up your phone right now. Make this call, 928-785-6901. If you don't want to actually leave a voicemail, because he's got his phone muted right now while on the radio with us, just hang up, but then store it in your phone and text him, because this has got to be done, Todd. I've heard you on the show. We've spoken to you in person at a lot of these events that you're attending all over the place. And the bottom line is people have got to get you in their homes, and they've got to bring their neighbors. They got to bring their friends. They got to get together with you. And like you said, folks, bring your checkbooks, because you need to donate to the campaign. Todd, one other thing I wanted to get to you too. And I know we talked about this. You're actively working with the county parties, trying to set up some debates. Where are we at? I've had numerous text messages. I got like three of them in my phone right now. When are they going to debate? I want to hear Cam and him face off. When is it going to happen?
Yesterday we discussed with Mount Morenci about a combined one in Alpena in Mount Morenci. I've talked to Sheboygan, to the GOP chair, and requested to have a debate. I've sat with Oscoda. I have a meet and greet, spaghetti dinner on March 15th. I'm talking to Jenny on that also to set up a debate. No one's given me a time and a location yet. I've talked to all of them. I got to get up with Carrie out of Alcona and request that. Unfortunately, I'm going to be down next week doing some medical stuff. I was going to go up to Presqu'île and discuss with them, but I've talked to Monica and Bob about having a meet and greet and a debate. I just don't have any hard times yet. I don't know if Cam is responding to them or what's going on with that, but I got to follow up this week with them.
Well, one thing that I'm going to advise is you need to get a full body picture of State Representative Cam Cavett. I have the source in Traverse City. I had one made up of Barbara Conley, my Democrat opponent back in 22 when I ran for state Senate. She refused to debate me. So I had a full, I think it was 5 foot tall, cardboard photograph on a poster, thick poster board type thing with an easel. And I took Barbara Conley with me everywhere I went, and I debated it. If Cam's not going to do it, then you need to make a cardboard cutout of him, because basically he should be facing you at every public venue in this 106 House district. I'll give you final thoughts here about a minute, minute and a half.
No, 100%. A good buddy of mine mentioned that to me a little while ago, and I laughed, but it's a valid point. Because if you're not willing to meet face-to-face, be able to discuss so people know exactly who we are and what we stand for, and then rest on the laurels of your actions prior and be able to discuss that, then you know what? You don't deserve to be elected, because we're supposed to be representatives, and we're supposed to get out there and let the people know who we are and what we stand for. You know, I was at Oscoda last night at their GOP meeting discussing the meet and greet coming up. And a couple of them are very, very dissatisfied. And I find that throughout the state, because, you know, what Cam said he was going to do and what Cam did are two different things. You know, and we either got to be men of integrity and principles or we're not. And if you're not, then you don't deserve to represent the people. And clearly in the campaign finance, if you look, he's got all the donations from the DeVos's and all the special interest groups.
He's not working for us. I'm going to discuss that report, campaign finance report, in the last segment. Greatly appreciate you, brother. Stay safe out there. We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, brother. You have a good day.
Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Take out the paper! Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. And I didn't want to get into it with Todd Smallenberg during the interview. But what he was referring to was the campaign finance reports came out this week. And State Representative Cam Cavett, not only did he receive $5,000 from the Star PAC of Congressman Jack Bergman, who in its mission statement of that political action committee was set up to donate to veterans, to help get veterans elected. Cam Cavett's not a veteran, but Jack Bergman's PAC gave him $5,000. $5,000. We're not saying $500. We're talking $5,000 from a PAC that its mission statement was set up to get elected veterans who served this country. Even though Cam's not a veteran, he got the money from Bergman anyway. And if you look at the other components, donors of his campaign finance report, Betsy DeVos maxed out to his campaign, as well as every other DeVos family member. We're talking thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars from Bergman's PAC to the DeVos family. If you live in the 106th House District, I got a very simple question for you. Are you on August 6th, the party primary election, going to vote for Cam Cavett, knowing that he got money from every DeVos family member in Congressman Jack Bergman's Veterans PAC, when he is not a veteran? What should that tell you who to vote for? I don't live in the 106th House District. Unfortunately, here in Antrim County, we're in the 104th. We have John Roth. I wish to God I had the ability to vote and Vicky had the ability to vote for Todd Smallenberg on August 6th. Because if we were there in the 106th, you can absolutely bet that we'd be voting for Todd Smallenberg. Cam Cavett needs to be a one-term rep, in my opinion. If we don't stop this agenda by Congressman Jack Bergman, why he's doing this, and honestly, folks, I'm going to say something right here, right now. I don't think Jack Bergman's aware of it. I know Jack. I've had meals with Jack. We have been to events together, his wife Cindy with Vicky and I. I don't know that Jack Bergman knows what Tony Liss and other people within his staff are doing with these campaigns. In state House and Senate races, why are they involved? Oh, that's right. His chief of staff, Tony Liss, went to kindergarten with John Yab, the owner of Strategic National in Grand Rapids, a political consulting firm. They create websites. They consult with candidates for a fee. That's what a political consultant does. And I'm just saying, the money is there. It's clear and obvious. Todd Smallenberg himself confronted Congressman Jack Bergman. I believe it was at Izzy and Vid Lyman's ERG meeting in Petoskey. I believe that's where it was at. Face-to-face, man-to-man, asked him about that $5,000 donation from his veteran PAC. Bergman was arrogant. He was flippant and looked at Todd and said, yeah, so what's your point? When he questioned him about giving $5,000 to Cam Cavett from a veteran PAC to help get veterans elected, and Bergman thought it was, yeah, so what's your point? It's irrelevant, your question. I can give the money to whoever I want. No, actually, sir, you can't. The Star PAC was set up with a specific cause, mission statement. You don't believe me, folks? Research Star PAC. It's right in there, to help get veterans elected. This is absolutely unacceptable. If you live in the 106th House District, you need to go to electsmallenberg.com. You need to get a hold of Todd Smallenberg. You need to host a house party. Absolutely. You must do it. People need to meet this guy, to hear his message, to hear what he will do when he's elected to the state house for the 106. Again, take this number down, call it, dial it right now. He's off the radio. He can take your call. 928-785-6901. Call it, store it in your phone, and tell Todd you want to host him at your house. All you got to do is get some of your neighbors to come. Ask them to bring their checkbooks. It's that simple. They donate $20, $50, $100, whatever they can afford. We need to raise money to get this guy to offset Bergman money and DeVos family members' money. Get him elected August 6th of this year. History Lesson with Pastor Chatfield in hour number two. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power, plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin Tires. Royal Tire in Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns.